2436.
Hello, how can I help you today?
I just want to make you guys aware, I had picked up a gentleman, I can't recall. Anyway, I'm on a, 24 and I picked up him on, 102nd, I believe, in front of that Winko. Anyhow, he didn't have a valid fare, and I just let him know that it wasn't valid. He tried to show me fare on his phone, and he had dimmed the light. It just wasn't a valid ticket, I told him. So he asked to get off at the next stop. And I said, sure. He wanted off in the street. I said, no, I'll take you to the next stop. And then he mentioned that I was having a bad day. I said, I'm not. I'm just letting you know, answering your questions. I told you I couldn't let you off. So I let him off at the next stop, and he ended up throwing a soda at the bus. It didn't damage the bus or anything, but I'm just making you guys aware if you guys get a call in.
Okay, copy that. And that's exactly the reason why we don't really confront people about fares anymore. Unless he asks you a specific question about it, you want to just let him walk by. We don't care if people have invalid fares. You just take whatever they show you and just let them go.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe you guys should do that garage-wide, because as far as I'm concerned, that's what you guys say in training, so, or what they tell us in training, so. Maybe you guys should send the memo out to everybody. I didn't ream about him about it. I just said it wasn't valid, simple and plain. He asked to get off the bus. What he was mad about is I didn't let him off the bus where he wanted to get off the bus. Would you guys like me to do that too? Let him off in an unsafe area?
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't need to get a smart aleck remark. I'm just letting you know that in the most recent research class, it was taught that we're not fair informing anymore. And the reason that we're not doing that is because it gets people all upset and then it puts you in danger. So clearly we don't want to drop people off in unsafe places unless there's no choice. But as far as the fare goes, when people come in showing invalid fare, they just walk by you, we don't want to say anything, and that's just for your safety. If he asks you a direct question and you answered it, then that's fine. There's nothing you can do to avoid that. But we don't want to instigate the situation.
Okay, it wasn't a smart aleck remark. I'm just being real with the information that's not disclosed throughout the whole garage. So simple and plain. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. At 1649.
Copy. When you get into 162, let's just have you try keying out and back in slowly.
At this point, I've passed 162. I'll get 148 if that's all right.
Yep, that'll work.